Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we're so happy to have you here, Bethany Rogers, who is director for Healthy Cass County.
Good morning.
And always things to talk about. We're going to talk about switcheroo, but I'm going to do a little switcheroo here at the beginning because I want to talk a little bit about sprouts growing and cooking up family fun. Let's back up and just explain briefly what sprouts are, because that's last year's program continuing this year.
Yes. Last year we got a grant in order to provide raised garden beds to about 20 families, whoever were interested in having their own garden. And anyways, we had about 9 people interested, but 12 beds went out. And all we required of the people to do was to track what they planted and what they harvested. And, of course, if they had any ups and downs throughout the gardening process, and to send some pictures. But we provided them with the wood for their raised garden bed, the liner, the soil, and money for their seeds. So this year we're wanting to continue that, and we are providing them with some soil and compost and money for seeds again.
Okay. And a part of that continuation and enlargement is with another grant that thank goodness we had Healthy Cass County and Bethany to work with on this. But the program now is kind of open to any family that has elementary school children. And we haven't been able to give them raised beds, but we can give them some soil and some compost and have lots of ideas for containers. You don't need a raised bed. You can have a bucket.
Yes.
And have a tomato.
Yes. And I say that's kind of what I'm looking at doing, because I am not a gardener, but I'm learning. So I'm looking at starting small and working my way up.
So two things. One is that one of your raised beds is at the hospital, kind of back where the playground equipment is.
Yes.
And Emily Kringle heads that up, and she's going to do some planting here, I think Saturday.
Saturday morning, 10 a.m.
Okay. So if anybody'd like to help kind of see what a raised bed is all about and take a few minutes, it doesn't take very long. I mean, it's 4 feet square.
Yes.
We're not talking about a huge garden, 4 feet square. And I think she'll do it as long as it's not raining, because one of the advantages of raised beds is they drain really well. So where it's muddy out in a regular garden, probably your box is okay. You can plant.
Yep.
So that's just another advantage. And then we want to mention, and we'll be talking more about the next meeting coming up related to sprouts and any family who has children or grandparents. I mean, who's ever working with elementary school children? It will be on Sunday, the 22nd of May at Zion Lutheran Church. And we're going to do tomatoes.
Very exciting. Everybody loves tomatoes.
Yeah. Can't you start thinking about it, taste that first? Juicy homegrown tomato. Oh, that's a ways away, but I think we have good imaginations. And families that attend will each get a tomato plant.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah, so please come.
Yeah, in addition to lots of great information. So that's all about learning to and enjoying things you grow. A piece of information that I just heard Margaret Henderson say that she got from something she was reading is that kids have to look at something so many times, and then they have to try it so many times before they'll actually eat it. I mean, it adds up to a lot of times. So parents,
I think it's like a dozen times or something.
Yeah. So parents have to have patience when they're introducing new veggies and other new foods to their kids. So growing your own kind of moves that along.
You know,
kids have ownership.
Yes, then they're excited to try it.
Yes. So switching back to switcheroo, what's this all about, Bethany?
This program, what we're trying to do is, you know, we've done so many programs about, you know, walking and exercise or just nutrition. And this one is focusing on small changes and how they can make big benefits. You know, everybody thinks, oh, to get healthier, I'm going to have to change my whole lifestyle. Well, possibly. The only thing is you don't need to do it immediately. Small steps are going to get you there. So you change it all at once, you're probably not going to succeed because it's going to be too big of a change. So with the Old Switcheroo, it's a 6-week program, and it's starting Monday, May 23rd. And what people are doing is they're going to swap a habit, a bad habit, and to adopt a new, better habit. And they're going to do 3 of those throughout the 6-week period. And one of my habits I'm going to try to do is I always have to have my Diet Coke in the morning. That's a bad habit. I'm going to try to swap that out for a juice or even just water, because I need more water. Mm-hmm. So that would be an example of a simple one. And anyways, to sign up, they can contact myself at the YMCA. You can call the Y, or if you like, you can call my cell phone, which is 249-8296. Also, I have an email, brogers@nishnavalleyymca.com. But I'm throwing this out there, too. If you work at the hospital, you can contact Lisa Schmidt in the Human Resources Wellness Office. If you work at the courthouse, you can contact Bev Groves. She works in the county attorney's office. If you work or live in Anita, you can call the Anita Health and Wellness Center and talk to Scott. And also, if you live in Messina, you can contact Nancy Cullen. So we have people everywhere. So please join.
Really easy. So what are we going to do once we sign up and say, yeah, we want to try and change some of our not so good habits to getting a good habit going? Because then life is simpler when you have really good habits. I mean, those habits carry us through a lot of time. What are we going to do?
Well,
we need to switch, but how are we going to do that? I mean, what do we need to do?
Well, it's very simple, which is great. And the tracking form for this program, you know, some people think, oh, I got to track and stuff. Really easy. All you have to do is you pick your habit to switch for your new habit to adopt. And every day on the form, you just cross off either yes, you did it, or no, you didn't do it. So that's all you have to do, which is so simple. And that's what I love about it.
And Bethany, there is some research that says even that simple thing helps you to change the habit.
Yes, it makes you accounted for it.
Right.
You know, you have to be accountable. And also, and I have to throw this out here too, I just want people to know when they sign up, they do get an MP3 audio device holder. You can use it for your iPod, your cell phone, anything. Or if you still have an MP3 player, you can use that too. So that's kind of fun. Now, I have to tell people, if they finish this program, they turn in their tracking form and their BMI sheets, which is their body mass index sheets, which is included in their packet. They will be put in a drawing for a $75 gift card to Brown's, which is always exciting to go shopping.
Yes, yes. Now, BMI, do we need to go somewhere to do BMI, or we just write something in?
Nope. BMI, that's the body mass index, and I will be the one who calculates that. All they have to do is write down their height and their weight. And just so everybody knows, there is a code number, so I will not know who they are.
Oh,
and so it's all
Bethany,
confidential. So
they're
not going to
go around
that
town saying, I know how much so and so weighs.
Right. Yes. Very confidential. I don't want anybody to worry that I will not know who they are or anything. So
you wouldn't do that anyhow. But
right,
I think that really does kind of help people's feelings about putting down weight and height.
Yes.
And, you know, even height, most people don't. That's okay to put that down, you know. But gosh, I find out I'm really shrinking. I don't even like to tell you how tall I am anymore because it's not as tall as it used to be. So pretty simple in terms of record keeping, and pretty simple to sign up. Just say, hey, Bethany or Bev or Nancy,
Lisa.
Say, I want to sign up for Switcheroo. How do we get the forms?
I will either mail it to them or drop it off. So, and the mailing thing I do simply because in the past, you know, I have said, just pick it up at the Y. Well, people are busy, and I don't want them to have to worry about picking things up. So I just simply either mail it to them or drop it off. So once I know they want to participate, they're in.
Okay. And I'm sure at the hospital, it's easy to pick those up. At the courthouse, it'll be easy to pick those up. So it's kind of the rest of the folks scattered around who don't have a local contact to do that. So it's a fun title, I think, The Old Switcheroo.
I think that was cute. Thought that was a good name. So,
and usually when I think of switcheroo, I think not so good. You know, it's like bait and switch But this is a good thing.
Yes, it is. It's a very good thing.
So Chris is thinking, okay, what habit am I going to work on? He's already thinking about that.
He's smiling over there.
Yeah,
he's thinking about it.
and it was nice that you gave an example. You know, an example that I really have been trying to do, but I will try to do more, is think about where I park. I always used to park, oh, look, where's the closest place? And drive around the block. Where's the closest place? Now I'm trying to go a little further away. I could go further, but I'm trying not to look for the closest place and walk a few more steps. And those few more steps do help.
Yes. And that is a great example. That's perfect.
And it's a pretty easy thing. No cost to it.
Yes.
And most of these won't have any cost.
Right. I would say the program is free. So
Okay.
Please sign up.
And switching from Diet Coke to water? Hey,
free.
You saved money. You betcha. You bet. So thanks so much, Bethany Rogers, Director of Healthy Cass County, for coming in this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Until next time, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change.